أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have been talking about all these resistances over months, and there is one resistance which is in fact at the starting point as well as the end of this journey, and that we have to get as something which is essential, which has to do with our way of with our taqwa, with our reverential love and piety towards God. And it has to do with our tongue. It has to do with silence, resisting talking too much, resisting our words, our insults, the way we deal with our brothers and sisters, and even with our own self, the way we are dealing with people around us. We have in the Quran a verse which is once again talking about the collective take and the collective dimension. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنْ. O people who believe, don't let people, the people should not insult and mock another set of people, another community. And women should avoid insulting and mocking other women. It might be that they are better than themselves. So this reaction, this way of dealing with other people, avoiding insult, avoiding mockery, avoiding any words that could be hurtful, this is the starting point of the way we deal with people. To the point that we have in the Quran as well, and even the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, were asking, is it possible that with our tongue we can be lost and that we can end up in hellfire, for example? Say yes, with your head the first, if you are not mastering your tongue. This is why the Prophet ﷺ was saying, امسك عليك لسانك, master your tongue. Master your tongue is resisting this very easy way of talking, because to talk it's easy, it's very, very easy, and you have to master your tongue through your own consciousness and your understanding of what could be said and should be avoided. And we have in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. O you who believe, avoid and be careful with anything which has to be doubting and suspicion towards your brothers and sisters, because part of suspicion is a sin that you have to avoid this. And to the point also, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَخْطَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. And avoid against to spy on one another, and avoid insulting and using bad words towards the others, to one another, because at the end what you are doing, it's as if you were eating the flesh of your dead your dead brother or sister, and then you detest that. And what we need to get here is that this relationship with silence, this relationship with mastering words, it's so important. Many brothers and sisters are completely obsessed with what they are eating. It should be halal. But they are forgetting what they are saying, what is getting out of their mouth, not what is coming in their mouth. Which this, when it comes to insulting, could be as if you were eating the dead flesh of your brother and sister. That's essential in our spiritual journey, to avoid speaking bad words, insulting, mocking the people, learning silence, mastering our words. It's a resistance that starts with our own heart, our own mind. It's individual, but it has an impact on our social life. That's also to be considered while we are fasting, not drinking, not eating, and sometimes it's very good and very important, not talking too much. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.